Bummer about Brown coming off his best game of the season, being out. I mean, when they volunteer 1 to 2 weeks.
Right after his best game.
That's annoying. So we'll see. But again, you want these injuries now, not later. So this was a good team win.
He was out and about on the bench. He was in good spirits. It didn't seem like that he's overly concerned about.
He was all blue. He was
all blue. It looked like he took Tatum's shirt from a couple games ago.
Yeah, I'm going to give Joe Giza the tweet of the night, calling them the Blue Jays and putting them side by side.
Oh.
It was pretty – it's pretty good. Yeah, from Tatum, good. Tatum with that big blue beast from the other night.
He looked like a Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster meets Big Bird, yeah.
Joe Giza, an excellent tweeter, never says anything mean or negative. But he does throw
out some
entertaining
stuff. We should get that tweet up on the screen. If we know how to do it. What's up, Sherrod?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
How's Brooklyn?
We're trying to get our cornet. It was a cornet talk out of the way.
Hey, listen, it was a turnover-free game for Jalen. You guys got that right.
No turnovers. We also dinged him for no assists. So that's not a joke.
No, but John, you just Luke Kornet. This is the best game Luke Kornet has had as a Celtic. He scored more points. He had like 15 against Phoenix earlier this year. But this was his best game because he was impactful.
And he was necessary.
This is the thing that frustrates me about Luke, though. All the talk when he was elsewhere, coming into the league and joining the Celtics, a big who could stretch the floor who never shot. That's what he was until the last couple of games. He's comfortable doing what I thought was the essence of why he was in the league. So good for Luke. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they needed it tonight. They really did. Because, I mean, Brooklyn, I thought, had the tempo, the pace, everything I thought was their kind of game early on. And the Celtics were just basically trying to weather the punches. And Luke, you know, 7 points in the first quarter, that was huge. Huge. Five points in his first 2 minutes on the floor. They needed that.
And he had a three.
That counted.
One that counted. Yeah. Bobby wants to give him credit for all of the ones he makes, even when the whistle's blown. But that reversed alley-oop dunk there, and then the expression on his face running back was almost, like, cute. You know,
that came right after Ben Simmons missed the layup at the rim. So that was great. Yeah.
Simmons had an interesting game, too. Bobby wants to go in a very Simmons game. Yeah.
I was never really on the Simmons train, and I am as far away from the caboose as possible in that. This was one of the worst double doubles I've seen in a long time.
Oh, come on. He had some nice passes. I thought he had some great passes.
He really did. But
you know what?
But my God. You know,
Luke Kornet is contesting your shots at the rim, and Luke's not even doing the Luke funky contesting. He's literally just jumping up, and you can't score on him.
The Kornet actual contest is actually good. Yeah. Like, he's blocking shots, he's changing shots, you know? Maybe try those. Those are better than the ones where you just jump up in the air.
When Luke is up for a contract and he's trying to figure out what the hell am I going to put on my reel that they haven't seen, this is the game that should be the first one that they see. Because this was great Luke.
Honestly, it's more likely that Jalen leaves Jason than Kornet leaves Bobby. I don't think that happens.
Bobby
Kornet's not going. Kornet's not going anywhere.
He'll be using
Bobby
Bobby's
will grab him by the ankles.
Kornet's using Bobby's highlight reel for him. But,
yeah.
No, Kornet had a great
Bobby,
game.
Bobby's up till like 3 a.m. doing the friggin' the Kornet mix. You know, like this.
Hey, Luke. I don't know if you saw my latest addition to your mixtape, but.
But here it is.
So I mean, it's interesting. Good. I mean, really, yeah, good game. And again, we were talking about the lineup. That did it. The lineup that gave him the distance here: Kornet, Pritchard, White, Brogdon, and Grant. Is when they, and, you know, Tatum's out and Kyrie's on the bench there too. But that's when they kind of go on that 12-2, 14-2. I think it got up to a 16-2 run when Tatum and Smart finally came in. I was a little nervous taking Brogdon out of the game. When I'm talking about a couple bones to pick this game, that's one. They survived it. It didn't matter because the Nets had shut it down. They couldn't score anymore. But, man, I didn't like that at all because I loved how he was running that offense. I was hoping it would be a short stint and he would come back in. They went with the starters. They locked it down. It ended up not mattering. I didn't love it because he was playing so well again off the bench. Really great. We'll get into Brogdon a bit. It looks like – you kind of saw a little bit of life without Jalen tonight in the good and the bad way. Brogdon, yeah. Brogdon is essential, and he's got to play more than 20 minutes a game because he is, in effect, your next wing and the next man up in that rotation, and he's got to kind of double up as your backup point guard and play wing in three-guard lineups to make up for Jalen's lack of score. If the scoring you're going to lose when Jalen's not in the game because he's the only guy who can fill it up the way Tatum is. And also, if you're leaving Tatum alone in lineups that don't have any sort of support and Brogdon's not playing alongside him, you're gonna get a lot of what happened tonight. And that's the worst version of Tatum, is the one that's constantly getting blitzed and pressured, seeing multiple attackers, multiple bodies, getting thrown at him when the shot clock winding down away from the basket, and a lot of forced shots tonight. And that's always the worst version. And that's among of the many things that Brown does for the Celtics. One of the ones is taking the heat off of Tatum. When you don't have that, it can go in the wrong direction. The Nets actually did a really good job on Tatum, and then the rest of the team picked up. But that's the book on defending Tatum. It's harder to do when Brown's out there. You can't dedicate as many bodies to him as you do, because they were sending one at the point of attack with another person cheating in the paint waiting for him to get there. I mean, he had no room. And he still carved out a few, but he got into the, I'm going to pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, and that's just, that's where you get burnt there.
They just did a great job of really keeping him guessing on what the hell they were going to do. I mean, sometimes they blitz, sometimes they tilt, sometimes they just play him straight man. And Tatum was never able to get a real good rhythm. But the one thing he did that I thought was a sign of his own growth was that more often than not, when they blitzed him, he got rid of the ball fairly quick. And the Celtics, I didn't think, did a good enough job of either attacking, knowing that they had the advantage, or getting it back to him when the Nets would reset and go back to man. I didn't think they did a good job of taking advantage of those two scenarios. But this was you'd mentioned earlier about Brogdon, because I didn't want us to kind of get to steer away from that. I thought this. I keep telling myself that Brogdon's not playing more minutes because they're saving him for the playoffs. Brogdon's not playing more minutes because they're saving him for the playoffs. This was a night where it didn't feel as bad as it normally does when they don't play Malcolm, because Pritchard was playing well. And Pritchard had that stretch where it was a little bit kind of queasy at first, but then he righted the ship, started making plays. One of my favorite plays he made all game long was when he had what I looked like an open perimeter shot, and then he just attacked off the dribble for the layup. That's something we rarely see him do. Because he's not large. So I thought this was a game where having Peyton Pritchard be impactful and being aggressive, I thought that was really his thing. Now, he was very aggressive. They need that in the regular season to make sure that you have a healthy Malcolm Brogdon for the playoffs. Because again, I still think he's going to be playing high 20s, low 30s once we get to the postseason.
Perhaps. So the interesting thing about Pritchard too is, again, and we were saying this earlier, on our text thread, Sherrod, we literally had just basically cut him. We're like, this guy's lost, because he had a couple of possessions back to back where you're like, what is he doing? Then he hits hits the side of the backboard, and we're like, get him out. Like, enough. And then right after
that was really bad.
He scores at the rim twice, and then he just starts making, as Jimmy likes to call them, sparky plays. And he was
sparky.
He was sparky.
Is that code for anyone making a play who's under 6 feet tall? Is that
yeah. Sparky.
Sparky.
I think he wanted spunky, but he went with sparky and it stuck.
I'm glad he went with sparky instead of the other word. Yep. Yes. Good
sparky
call.
Sparky P. There's Swaggy P and Sparky P. but hey, you know what? I'm hoping that you're right. I can't figure out why Brogdon's only playing 20.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me, is that they're just trying to preserve him for the playoffs, knowing what his injury history has been the last couple years.
But at the same time, like, why do you want to overwork other guys? Like, why does White need to play 36 minutes tonight if you have Brogdon available? There, I mean,
I still honestly, Sherrod, I think part of it, I understand a preservation. I honestly think Joe doesn't know what to do with Brogdon, because he goes back to that lineup that has White and Smart in it, and he's like, so wait, am I going to go single big here and have Rob Tatum in the three guards? And then he feels like he needs a little bit more beef out there, so he throws out Grant, to have a little bit more of a defensive presence and another body there. And then Brogdon ends up being just squeezed out, even in games he's playing well. In his mind, he might have thought, here's my rotations, but in the moment, you're taking out a guy and who was just running that offense beautifully, and it kind of, like I said, taking it from a deficit to an 8-10 point lead. And he just took him out, and you look at the minutes at the end and it's like 36, 35, and 20. And that's an imbalance. You'd feel like even if conserving him, especially with Brown out, that's what's so perplexing. Especially with Brown out, I don't get 36 for Smart, 37 for White, and 20 for Brogdon. That seems pretty low. And Grant played 43 minutes. So you could tell Joe did not want to go small tonight, you know?
But then he went four guards at one point in that fourth quarter when they actually pulled away. So
no, it wasn't because it was Grant and Cornette.
Cornette, yeah.
No, so but there was a time guards. Where it was just Grant.
No, I thought Cornette came in for Robert.
Yeah, I thought they had Robert Cornette on the floor.
There was
he had one
White,
or the other
Smart,
almost
Brogdon,
all night.
And Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he went one or the other almost all night with Grant playing basically the whole friggin' game. 43 minutes is an insane amount. Brogdon kind of got squeezed there. So, again, it's that three-guard shuffle when you've got the two dominant wings with Tatum and Brown. You're just not – there's only so much to go around with those guys. I just thought with JB out, Brogdon's would go up, and then he was playing so freaking well again. I was surprised he came out again. It didn't really matter.
I think part of what he's thinking about is that, to your point, John, that physical size, that physicality, and when you look at the numbers, look at the rebounding numbers especially, they were plus 17, I think, on the boards tonight. And, again, that I think is something that low-key Joe is very concerned about with this team. They don't have these massive – mammoth bigs. And so I think part of his thinking is that if I can go a little bit bigger on the perimeter and the wings, that can offset some of that lack of size and muscle that I have at the center position. But again, if it felt 37 minutes for Derek White felt like a bit much. I would have rather had seen him in low 30s and Malcolm a little bit closer to mid 20s. That would have felt right based upon how everyone was playing tonight.